Good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and joining me this morning is Dr. Shane Rasmussen, director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and assistant professor of English at Northwestern State University in Natchitoches. And he's here this morning to talk about the 33rd annual Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival and Louisiana State Fiddle Championship, which takes place tonight and tomorrow on the NSU campus. Shane, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's start with the theme of this year's festival. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
The theme is celebrating Louisiana's folk music. And in order to really make that theme happen, we wanted to invite a lot of musicians from many different traditions. And so we have everything from old-time Cajun music with Ray Absher, who is our honorary chair this year,
to
Henry Gray, a pianist who played with Howling Wolf and Elmore James and the Rolling Stones, to the Caddo Creek Band, which are a wonderful Western swing band from East Texas.
And Ray is also going to be doing a workshop on the accordion and the Cajun music, correct?
You bet. And Brandon Morrow is going to be helping him. He's one of the most accomplished Cajun fiddlers I've ever heard, is going to be also in that workshop, and he's going to be doing the fiddle portion of it.
Now, tonight you're going to be starting with a culinary treat, and that's the gumbo cook-off. Could you tell us a little bit about the gumbo cook-off?
You bet. We have just quite a few people that are going to be cooking the gumbo, and they're going to be cooking all types, from the seafood to the chicken and the sausage. It's just going to be a fantastic and really economic way to try some of the best gumbo in Louisiana. And it's going to be cheap, a buck a cup.
Can you tell us a little bit about the narrative and informances sessions?
Well, in honor of the theme this year of Louisiana's music, we wanted to be sure that we gave many of the performers a chance to have kind of an informal meet and greet with the festival audience. And it's kind of like one of those unplugged where the musicians come in and they play the acoustic instruments, they play some numbers, and we always have a scholar there to kind of prime the pump of conversation and get that really rolling as they talk about their traditions, what their music means to them, and the experiences they've had as musicians spreading Louisiana's music throughout the world.
And will the audience be able to also interact and ask questions?
You bet. We've always been as much about education as entertainment. You know, the craftspeople that come in, yes, some of them sell their crafts, and that's really cool. But what's really more important to us is that they're there on hand to demonstrate.
Right.
And that they're here to explain to our festival audience on Saturday, when we have the whole hall of crafts, why they do what they do. You know, Zora Neale Hurston said that folklore is that which the heart lives by. And I think that's right. And people, when they come in contact with real folk traditions, it gets them in touch with the best within themselves.
Right. And also with their lineage. I mean, most of these crafts were survival skills.
You bet. I mean, when you come in, my first experience of the festival some years ago, I came into the main hall, and there was a boy who had literally, he was pounding filet, sassafras leaves, pounding it into filet in a root. A hollowed out root, and the smell of that filet coming out of that root was just something you'll never smell in a store. It was fantastic. And you get to see that kind of thing right at the festival.
And finally, you have something going on. It is the Louisiana State Fiddle Championship. And those are always exciting. I've been to many, many fiddle championships.
Well, you know, fiddle championships had a long history of being judged, in a sense, by audience participation. You know, who would like the fiddlers the most. And I think the problem with that was is that sometimes it was whoever had the most friends in the audience got the biggest cheers. And so it began to instead be judged by fiddlers. And so we always have fiddlers that are very accomplished in those styles of Louisiana folk music as the judges, and that's what we do. And we have it's just so fantastic, because you see fiddlers as young as 5 years old get up there, and they're going to compete. And then we have people that are in their 80s and sometimes 90s play, and it's just fantastic. Also, it's really exciting. You know, Lauren Ford, our fiddle championship from last year, she is just one of the most accomplished fiddlers you're ever going to find. She's going to be a judge this year. But, you know, these people, they practice and practice and practice, and they practice so many times in these wonderful contexts of being on their back porch.
Right.
And then they come and they share that with us. And so it really has a whole organic feel. It's a contest, but it also kind of feels like people are just playing it for the joy of it. And I think that's what I really like about it.
And of course, this year's festival has a ton of sponsors. There's a lot of organizations and businesses involved in the background.
We are so grateful to so many people. The National Endowment for the Arts, the Shreveport Regional Arts Council, the Ken River National Heritage Area, the Paragon Casino Resort. So many people have come out of the woodwork to help us out, and we are grateful. In fact, we could do the festival without them.
That's the 33rd annual Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival and Louisiana State Fiddle Championship. It begins tonight. The festival is held in the comfortable air-conditioned Prather Coliseum on the campus of Northwestern State University in historic Natchitoches. For ticket information, you can call
318-357-4332. The personal answer will be the nicest person in the world, Sharon Sweeters. 318-357-4332.
Shane, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much.
This has been a 1001 Spotlight for Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett.